Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Yarramel, Colombia, became a priest, and decided to go where no others wanted to go. For 8 years, he served the people of the Samburu tribe in Kenya. The author of The Seduction of Africa, A Missionary's Recollections, he's built 6 schools for the shepherd children there. 5 years ago, he survived a brutal attack by a gang while running in New York City. His name? Father Jorge Fernandez. And he's known as God's Runner. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Our guest this evening is Father Jorge Fernandez, and he's known throughout Kenya as God's Runner. Father, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Good evening, Jack, and nice to be in your program, and thank you very much for your invitation, and I want to say hello to all your listeners.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad in Colombia?
I was born in Colombia, in a town called Yarumal in South America. I am the seventh of a family of 14. My father and mother, they lived together for 55 years and 5 months. I used to say that when people wondering why you have 9 brothers and 4 sisters, I used to say that the good news was that they were not expecting anymore. So I have been blessed with my family. It's a Catholic family. My oldest brother is a priest, also from the same institution, Yarumal Missionaries from Colombia. One of my sisters is a nun, but also I have 15 nieces and nephews. So I really am very thankful and very happy with my family, with the example that I received from my parents.
Speaking of which, what's the biggest thing you learned from your mom, Father, and the biggest thing you learned from your dad?
My mother is still alive. She is 78 years old. And for me, is a good example because really she has a beautiful balance between her faith, just contemplation, prayers, and action. She goes every day for Mass. She prays. She works in her house, but always every day from 2 to 6 in the afternoon, she is never at home. She is visiting the sick, doing something for the elderly, trying to make a raffle to help the missions. So she is very active in her parish, but at the same time, she is not only attached to her parish. She thinks about other people that even she doesn't know yet. So she thinks in missions, and I think she has a universal heart. My father was a man of prayer also, very dedicated to work. I received a very, very good example from him, and he passed away almost 2 years ago. The first thing that I thought when I received the news that my father passed away was to give thanks to God. It's true that as human beings we feel sad when we receive news, but he was a good dad, I was a good son, so I am in peace and very thankful with God.
Tell us, Father Fernandez, about your home country, Colombia.
Colombia is a beautiful country in the northern part of South America. We have borders with Panama. In fact, Panama was part of Colombia until 1903, when we lost that piece of beautiful land. And we have borders with Venezuela, Peru, Brazil, Ecuador, and we also have borders with the two oceans, Pacific and Atlantic. And Colombia is really blessed with wonderful people, with all kind of weathers. And unfortunately, in the mass media, sometimes the only thing that people know about Colombia is the violence on drugs. But we are the second largest producer of coffee. The aroma is famous. We have oil, we have gold, a lot of different kind of minerals, and more than 65% of the flowers that you receive here for Valentine's Day comes from Colombia. So in Colombia, we are around 46 million people, mostly hardworking people, wonderful people, but sometimes those who are using guns and violence, they make more noise. But thank God we have a wonderful president. The situation is improving, and last year we have almost 3 million tourists in Colombia. So the situation is improving, and we are very, very happy about that.
Father Fernandez, why did you become a priest?
When I was in high school, and also I was a runner, I thought, what is the best way to spend my life? You know, I saw that many people want to become professionals. It's probably their vocation. But maybe many people are thinking about money. I want to have a good style of money, to get money. But I was thinking money is not the only thing that gives people happiness. So I thought that the most important thing for me was to be a kind of server, a kind of person to help those who are not important in this globalization, in this new economy in the world, because they can consume and they can produce. So I made the decision to become a priest, and I have been very happy about that.
We're talking to Father Jorge Fernandez, who has served the people of the Samburu tribe in Kenya for 8 years. When we come back, we'll ask him about that time. And I'm Jack Krasulin. This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back with Father Jorge Fernandez. And Father, you've served the people of the Samburu tribe in Kenya for 8 years. Talk about Kenya and talk about the life of the people of the Samburu tribe.
As this program, Anything Is Possible. So Kenya is also a beautiful country with wonderful people, located in the equator of East Africa. Kenya is a land with almost three quarters of the country is desert and semi-desert. Also, there are some highlands in Nairobi and in other places. It's a country of around 37 million people with 43 tribes. Kenya has borders with Somalia, Ethiopia, Sudan, Uganda, Lake Victoria, Tanzania, and also with the Indian Ocean. So Kenya is very well known in the world for the famous safaris, where people go to see animals in their natural environment. In fact, tourism is the first income for that country. But also, Kenyans are very well known because they are wonderful runners. And in fact, they are very, very gifted. It is a dream for them to run in different races and marathons around the world. But there are other people who are the those the indigenous people, those who live in isolated areas, those who, as I told you, probably they are not important in this globalization. I have been working with the Samburu people. The Samburus are brothers of the famous Maasai. In order to proclaim the good news, I have to learn two languages, Maasai and Samburu. And also, I understand a little bit Swahili, the national language of Kenya. In Kenya, there are two national languages, Swahili and English. And I am sure that even children and many of the listeners know a little Swahili. For instance, Hakuna Matata, Jambo, Simba, and there is a word that was accepted in the majority of the languages around the world, safari. Safari comes from Swahili. So I have been really very blessed to be among the Samburu people, a very traditional tribe, living somehow almost like the Old Testament, almost 2,000 years ago. They are very close to Israel, and to go there and to have the opportunity to share with them, to know the language, is amazing. When you read, for instance, passages in the Old Testament, to see that even them are continue doing for years and generations, things that even they never heard in their local language until recently days.
We've been blessed on the show to have Peter Pretorius a couple times. Started in Mozambique in 1984, and he's feeding 530,000 kids a day in 7 African countries. And he said that every 8 seconds, still today, someone starves to death in our world. So that means in the course of this show, Father, 450 people will starve to death. Talk to us about hunger.
Hunger is a very painful experience. Sometimes people suffer that when there are those long droughts. But I think in the world, there is food for every human being. Unfortunately, in some countries, people waste a lot. So I used to say that sometimes for me it was really very sad when I used to ride an old motorcycle in the company of the Norse to go to visit the people in the mobile clinic, and sometimes to hear children saying, crying in the local language, "Yeyu, in Jokinda, Mom, I am hungry." And not to have anything to give to a child is very sad. When I come to this beautiful and blessed country, even when I visit my nieces and nephews, I feel something different. Children here, they don't cry because they don't have food. They cry because they have food. In fact, we don't suffer for lack of food here. I think we suffer because we have too much. We have many choices. So children say, "Mom, I don't want this. I want another thing." But the invitation also for all of you is not to take things for granted, to be thankful, and to be in solidarity. So in Africa also I had the experience to see people dying due to hunger and starvation. It's very sad. I try to do my best. I know that I can feed everybody, but I think my presence is important, and the presence with my colleagues, because I am not alone. We try to use the small resources in the best way possible. Sometimes also we receive help from the wonderful people of U.S. with the U.S. aid help. And we have a very long drought last year, 2 years ago, and another occasion in the year 2000, and Also, we receive help from some organizations. But unfortunately, when people suffer those kind of situations, that is the silent death or the silent situation, sad situation, because sometimes they are not in the news. So people in the news, they move their hearts, but there are many situations that people can stay in the news, so the people don't receive help. So missionaries, we are there as a sign of hope.
When you see all the starvation, do you ever get depressed and say the mountain is just too high?
It's no good to see people suffering. Let us say, depressed, not, but very sad, yes. Even one day I remember that I have to cry and to make a lot of questions. I was in my mission there in Barcelona, and we just had something for breakfast. All of the sudden, a very old grandma arrived with two children. She was very, very tired, and she was very, very hungry. So the first thing that she said, "We are hungry. We are hungry." Iki ata sumacholen. Iki yon toki payene niki ar sumach. We need something because we are dying. So we just gave a cup of tea with a piece of bread, I think. And then when she recovered a little bit, she said, "At home, in our settlement, there are three children, and they are by themselves because their father went to another place to look for help. We are suffering." So I took the car. I went with her. Then we have to walk for around 1 hour. And when we arrived there, very sad, all the children were dead. So in a situation like that, it's very sad. Usually in the Samburu tradition, when the childless person, a barren woman, a childless man or a child dies, they don't bury the body. They leave the bodies for the hyenas. So it was very sad. We have many questions, but life goes on, and we also are happy when we can do something for the people, for the needy. But at the same time, also I want to stress a little bit, Africa is, there is not this kind of Afro-pessimism. In Africa also there are wonderful people. Children smile, and the elders are very well respected, and there are many, many, many things that we can do. Africa is not only hunger. Africa is life, is joy. They celebrate life in different ways. So we have to see that sometimes joy and sadness go together.
We're talking to Father Jorge Fernandez, who's built 6 schools for the shepherd children of Kenya. If you want to learn more or help them, www.rebfoundation.org. And I'm Jack Crystal, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
We're with Father Jorge Fernandez, the author of The Seduction of Africa, A Missionary's Recollections. Father, we had a very, very famous man, Dr. Tom Dooley, in the 50s, who went to Southeast Asia and Laos and worked with the very poor. And he had a very famous saying Could you share that saying with us?
I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do. And when I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do.
What does that mean to you, Father Fernandez?
It is really a beautiful saying. Because despite of the all the injustices, all the sufferings around the world, you and me, wherever we are invited to do something for our neighbors, to think that our mission in this earth is important, that we can do wonderful things with the help of God. So, for instance, when I see that the pregnant woman is very, very sick, that she needs to be transported to the hospital, and I go in the car and the ambulance from the mission, traveling in those long journeys of that roads of stones and sand, and even sometimes the woman gives birth in our car. I think that probably people don't have many help from outside, or those leaders are not taking care of them, but at least if I am there, it's a sign of hope that God did not forsake them. So it's important, your presence, your life is worthy, and every human being, if we really know about dignity, we can do wonderful things and to work for a better world.
Anybody that's around you for an hour hears one theme over and over. Be grateful. How do I learn to become grateful? How do I get my kids in these suburbs to become grateful?
When I went to Kenya to live among the poor and marginalized, I think one of the most beautiful things that I learned is to appreciate, to really be thankful. And always I had that experience in my family, because I am aware that everything that we know, everything that we have, the gift of my life is everything by the grace of God. So I feel that I am a creature, and when we have that experience, to feel that we have a Father that loves us, our Creator, when we wake up every day in the morning, we have to be very happy to celebrate the joy to be alive. So I think it's part of life to be aware of this, to celebrate life, to give thanks, to be able to find God in every human being, in every situation. So we never can be tired to be thankful and to give thanks to God and to wonderful people that I meet and we can see around the world.
You also talk a lot about, Father Fernandez, humility. Being humble, is humility and gratefulness, are they the same things?
They are connected, but probably they are not the same. Because somebody can be very polite, and the office or in the business say thank you, but the experience of be a person who lives this presence of God and to be humble, it has a more deep meaning. When we are able to express with our lives that we really are humble before God and before others, that we have the same dignity, but we try to fulfill the message of Jesus Christ. If somebody wants to be the first, must be the last, the server of all.
A man that I really admire has been saying a prayer many times a day to God, and it's, I can't, you can, please do. I can't, you can, please do.
So
what do you hear when you hear that prayer?
Is I can't, I mean, only God can do it. Okay, just God created us with freedom and intelligence. And of course, everything is possible for God. Nothing is impossible for our God. But in some ways I agree, but in others not. Because sometimes we think that when we don't use our freedom or our intelligence, sometimes we say we can't. But if we have a strong faith, everything is possible for the one who believes. Yes, it's true. There are many things that we can understand. We have to live in God's hands to surrender our lives and to accept that we human beings, we are creatures, that sometimes we can't do everything, but with the help of God, we can do wonderful things.
We're talking to Father Jorge Fernandez, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything is Possible with Jack Crisula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back with Father Jorge Fernandez, and he's known in Kenya as God's Runner. He's 47 years old. He looks like he's 30 years old. He runs up to 100 miles a week with the Kenyans. Recently ran the New York City Marathon, 2 hours and 38 minutes. Father, in America, we're in unprecedented times. Nobody seems to have the answer. People are worried. People are wondering if our best days are over. We're in a fight for the soul of this country. And I'm hearing more and more people say the only answer is prayer, to ask God to take back this country. What do you say about that?
I think it's nice when people are searching for truth and joy and happiness. Probably for many people, they just thought that joy and happiness was in the material things, in all the amenities that we can have, in all the commodities that we can have, and even to live a life without God. A free life in sex, probably people with a lot of addictions, alcoholism, drugs, but little by little, when we just don't pray, we don't celebrate life with our families, when we are just manipulated by consumerism, I think we become empty in many aspects. I think it's good that many family, young people are searching for meaning in their lives. I am also searching every day, and I hope one day people will be aware. And I try to continue my journey. And I think in the United States, this is a great country, beautiful, beautiful land, beautiful, beautiful people. The majority of people are good. So I think always there is hope, and we have to open our hearts and our minds to the love and mercy of God, and to think that if we are together, we can do wonderful things. So I am happy to know that people are searching and are coming back to God in many ways.
As a follow-up about prayer, if there's a listener tonight that's saying, I'd like to pray, but Father Fernandez, I don't know how to pray. What do you say?
You have to ask the Lord to help you to pray. Because, for instance, faith is a gift. You don't go to a supermarket to say, give me 2 pounds of, sell me 2 pounds of faith. Sell me 2 pounds of prayer. Not. You learn to pray, praying. And even the disciples asked the Lord, teach us how to pray. Because many times we try to negotiate, to manipulate God, but to accept the presence of God in our lives, to try to see that God loves justice, mercy, compassion, that God is against war, against all those kind of injustices and torture. It's nice, but sometimes even we don't know how to pray and we try to manipulate God. It's good to talk less and to be in silence, to be able to listen to the Word of God. And to study the Word of God, not only from one point of view, but to accept the Word of God in my situation, in my daily life.
We're talking to Father Jorge Fernandez. If you want to learn more or help him, www.rebfoundation.org. Father, the first book you wrote was The Seduction of Africa, A Missionary's Recollections. What's the basic message of that book?
Are the recollections, the experiences that I lived there in Kenya among the Samburu people. Some wonderful situations, others very sad. I try to send messages to my family, some short recollections about that, and they really like it, and they try to get copies to other people. And it's about the life there. The, for instance, sometimes to use a motorcycle, I use the motorcycle of life. People, when they hear the roaring of the motorcycle in the semi-desert, they go to greet us with joy because it's the motorcycle of life, the motorcycle of health, the motorcycle of the good news. To experience there, for instance, something very sad in our area, the majority of girls are still circumcised. To share about that and to see, for instance, the AIDS is worse than the atomic bomb in Africa. Thousands of people are dying, thousands of orphans. It's true that the war is doing something, but I think it's not enough. There is money to go to look for life in other planets, but we are losing life in this earth. So, just to share about this, about our experiences there, also about the testimony of my friend and my colleague, Father Carlos Alberto Calderón, who passed away there, is something that really called the attention of many people, and thank God the book was very well received, written originally in Spanish, and with this book also we are supporting the schools for the shepherds there in Kenya.
The Sambura people are very poor. I've learned many, many things doing this show for 5 years. One is that people always say they learn much more from the poor than they've ever learned from the rich. Why is that, Father Fernandez?
It's nice to be open-minded, to recognize the goodness of God in every human being. And the people in Africa told me to appreciate simple things, to enjoy life every day, and to be always in the presence of God. They call God Nkai. So I try to learn also from other people. Everywhere I meet wonderful people, and I feel that I'm really very blessed.
As our time together ends this evening, would you lead us in a Kenyan prayer and then translate that Kenyan prayer, please?
La lachera un kanachera inen metamayana tan kaila dimani lepo ki kore nkaina enkai en chaman metamayana tan kaila dimani lepo ki tenkarna papa onen kerai o enki en gesiñati metanella. So my dear friends, listeners, may the grace of God bless you, bless all your children and grandchildren, and bless all your efforts to work for a better world. May the good Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And God's runner, Father Jorge Fernandez, may God keep blessing you so that you can bless all of us.
Thank you very much, Jack, and I hope we'll be in touch, and I will go back to serve my people with great love.
Thank you. Please join us next Sunday when our guest will be a real-life Crocodile Dundee, Paul Temple. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spoke.
Believe in yourself.